Good morning. It's July 15th, 2019, and this is your semi-weekly audio update and feedback. I don't have too much to say this week as we head into the final week of editing. I think most of you are diligently working on what you should be working on. That's good. I see a lot of strong edits. I see a lot of effort to include images. I see a lot of dialogue about adding sections, taking sections away. I think you guys are engaged in this, and I think that your final contributions are going to turn out really well. Keep working on it. I think maybe one of the things that's most lacking are strong sources. Some of you are using sources that might be called primary sources. That's if, for example, you're writing about a hospital and you're using the hospital's website to get information, this is fine for a couple of things, but you really want to avoid what we call primary sources for all of your information. You really need strong secondary sources, that is newspaper articles are probably the best thing for most of what you guys are working on to support the items that are in your article. So use this week to really come up with a couple more sources for that. Ask our librarians on campus. Take a trip to the library downtown. I know some of you already have and have had varying degrees of success on things, but this is one of the more difficult challenges of research, is just getting out there and finding what you can find and being able to use it. I'm pretty impressed that some of you have uncovered some interesting items, so keep at it. You can do it. You've got a few days left. That said, too, some of you have also been frustrated about adding images. Look, if you can't get images for one reason or another, don't beat yourself up about it. Some of you don't live locally, and it's difficult for you to get here. I understand that. I mean, images are going to make your article stronger. They're a unique thing that you can add that no one else really can add. But if you can't do it, you can't do it. I really wouldn't worry about it too much. Just concentrate on the other aspects of the article. Let me say a word or two about your journal posts. Look, guys, don't fall down on these last few posts. You need to proofread. You need to revise. You need to link. You need to add supporting sources. If you quote or reference writing and editing for digital media, Brian Carroll's book, you need to source it correctly. This is what your journal is for. It's for practice. You need to be sure that it looks good. Some people still don't know how to reply correctly on journal posts. You know, all of this is going to come back and get you at the end in your final evaluation. You guys really need to be on your game here this last week. That said, go back and fix your journal. If there are posts that didn't get counted in my initial evaluation, you should have them for the end. They should look good because I'm going to look at the whole journal in its entirety. How does it look? Is everything referenced? So you have the opportunity to revise and make the journal look and read and make it as usable and scannable as you possibly can. Clean up the comments that the commenters who don't know what they're doing have left. All of this is on you ultimately because it is your journal. So that said, don't fall down here. Some of you have just posted really perfunctory, I did this and this and this, and no links, no proofreading. Your grade is going to suffer if you do that. So go back and fix it. You still have some time. Make this last post as well your sort of self-evaluation, your reflection essay, really strong. Be sure you use links. Be sure you use support. Be sure you use images if you can or if that's applicable. Don't let this be a problem. Your journal is just as important as your project is, so make it look that way. That's really all I have for you this week. I don't want to end on a bummer, so I'll end where I started. The work that I see on your articles and on your projects look really strong. Keep working on it. You know, you guys can help each other out too. You know, this is collaborative. As I said, you're doing a lot of that discussion on your journals. You can also help each other out on your projects. That's not a problem. All of this will count positively toward the final evaluation. Please, if you have questions, post them in the help group. Somebody had a question about images and they posted it in the wrong place. Be sure you're logging into Wikipedia so you can see comments that I leave. You should be on there every day for this last week. And if you have any questions or anything like that, again, post to my talk page or to the help page that I created for the class. All right, good luck. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys come up with. I'll be following you all week. Have a good week.